The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Happy Saturday, everyone. Good morning, good night, and good afternoon to all those who are listening in different parts of the world. Welcome to a new episode, guys. I am Coach Danielle Powell. I am the founder of Singles Who Pray. Shout out to Singles Who Pray if you're listening. I am a content creator for YouVersion. I have many devotionals on the Bible app. You can also log on to Bible.com for many of my devotionals. I am also a Christian life coach. I'm so excited because I have a lot of great new programs that I'm super excited about. If you are listening, if you're single, you need a push in your singleness, or if you're not single and you're looking for guidance, or if you have some great ideas that you need to come to life, I am your girl. Set up a session with me, and I would love to help you live out your dreams or to thrive in your singleness. So feel free to log on to DanielleParl.com and set up a discovery call, complimentary discovery call. Many of you may have, you know, come across my ministry, my page from my Thriving in Your Singleness devotionals on YouVersion. And I'm so grateful for all the feedback, the reviews, all the subscriptions. We are up to almost 30K from all my plans. It's such a blessing. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. It's such a dream and such an honor to serve everyone. And it's just such a blessing, guys. And I'm just always so encouraged by all of your great responses, and I'm just want to continue to serve you guys to, you know, in excellence and to the best of my ability. So if you have any concerns, feel free to reach out to me. If you have any ideas for plans, let me know. I'm always open to, you know, hearing feedback. And when my devotionals came out, Thriving Your Singleness Part 1 and 2, the excitement was pretty high. We were all ready to thrive in our singleness, and then some of us fell off, but that's okay. You know, life happens. You know, sometimes we get a little distracted, but we're going to get back on track, and I have some amazing news. I'm really excited. Last month, I came up with this idea that I'm going to launch a 5-day challenge called Thrive. This is like thriving in your singleness 3.0. I don't know if I'm gonna do a part 3 devotional for thriving in singleness. I'll see about that, but we're going to get into this challenge, and it's going to be 5 days. We're going to go on this journey together. We're going to dive a little deeper in this challenge, and there will be daily videos, journal prompts, daily assignments, and free printables. You guys know I love creating cute stuff for you guys. So feel free to go to my website, DanielleParl.com, and sign up for my mailing list. We are starting the challenge this Monday, April 4th. So in order to, you know, get the videos and all the great content that I'm giving out for free, you must sign up for my mailing list. And if you are on my mailing list, I may just send it out to all of you guys. But I want you guys to sign up to my mailing list to get the 5-day challenge. So I'm so excited about this. Please tell me if you are going to join us. This is going to be awesome. So today is a really quick word. And this week was pretty, you know, guys, on here. I try to be as real as I can and just, you know, be real and authentic. This week was really tough for me, and I was just going through it. Everything that could have went wrong went wrong. unexpected trials and tribulations, just a crazy, crazy week for me. Anyone that knows me, they know that I'm super resilient, very optimistic, always try to have like a positive attitude, always try to uplift people. Just, you know, I'm just a very strong person at times, but, and then sometimes I could go through things and people won't even know. It's just like how I handle things. And only the people that are super close to me, they will see when I'm having like an extremely bad moment. And this week, I was just going through it. You know, I just kept praying, just trying to stay in a, you know, good attitude. You know, things that I do just to keep my mindset in a good, you know, positive way. So I always, anytime I'm just going through something, I always go to my parents. So I went to see my parents and I was just telling my mom what I was going through and I just bust out crying. I'm not like a big crybaby. Like people that know me, I always cry, you know, during service. Like I'm always like crying through worship. Like that's just, I'm just a worshiper. But just crying, sometimes I don't really cry like that. I mean, I do, but not like the way I was crying this day. I was like bawling, guys. And even my mom, she was shocked. She was like, "Are you crying?" And she couldn't believe it. I was like, "Yes, this is, everything is going wrong." And she encouraged me and she uplifted me. And then I went to speak to my dad and he gave me encouragement as well. I just love my parents. They always have the right words to say. Just always uplift me. We like people that, you know, always just encourage people. We always need people also in our corner to encourage us, to uplift us. And I'm just so grateful for my parents, my siblings, just all the, I have just a great circle. And then later that night, my dad texted me. He said, "This is what you prayed for. Believe God." And I'm like, it was so like, he knows exactly what to say. He knew exactly what I was like crying about. So I would just put a twist on what he said is activate your faith. Activate your faith. Some of you may be experiencing a hard season. Some of you are just having a bad week or just a bad month. Your faith is being tested. Maybe this has been years for you. You feel like year after year you are stuck in the wilderness season and you just feel like you're never coming out. Or just some of you are just in a season of transition. And there are some things that will come to test your faith and it will bring you closer to Christ. And I know some of you, you may have things before the Lord. It could be a job opportunity, kingdom marriages, kingdom marriage, healing. You need a financial breakthrough, or you're praying for your family, to cover your family. You're praying for restoration. Or maybe you just need a miracle. You just need God to just show up like never before. Or maybe you just need another touch from the Lord. You've been praying. You just feel like God is not as close to you as he was in another season. You just need another touch from the Lord. Or you're just losing hope because what you see is not adding up to what you've been asking God for. But I'm here to tell you on today, activate your faith. Activate your faith. Let's go to Luke 8:43-48. A woman in the crowd has suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding, and she could not find a cure. Coming up behind Jesus, she touched the fringe of his robe. Immediately, the bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. Everyone denied it, and Peter said, "Master, this whole crowd is pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I felt healing power go out from me." When the woman realized that she could not stay hidden, I love that part. When she realized she could not stay hidden, she began to tremble and fall to her knees in front of him. The whole crowd heard her explain why she touched him, and then she immediately was healed. "Daughter," he said to her, "your faith has made you well. Go in peace." And I just love the part where she began to tremble and felt his front of his knees. And that just is a great example of just falling at the foot of Jesus, putting all of our problems, all our concerns, all our issues at the feet of Jesus, and you just see instantly she was healed. And I just love this story. We have heard this story so many times. And every time I read this story, I just get different revelations and just, you know, learn a little bit more about this story. And she is a great example of someone who activated her faith. After many years of spending money on doctors, no one can help her. By Jewish law, they declared her as someone unclean. And I'm sure she probably didn't have anyone around her because, you know, she was declared unclean. She probably had no friends, no family to talk to. Like, it reminds me of like when COVID happened. Remember, we were all isolated. If you were sick, you could not go around your family. You had to quarantine for 7-10 days, like 2 weeks. Like, this just reminds me of just being alone. Like, I'm pretty sure she had to deal with that. But she was dealing with that for almost 12 years. Like, can you imagine? Like, so many things to look at this story is like, wow, this lady was so strong. And there were so many odds stacked against her. She could have gave up on hope, but she was desperate for a miracle to take place in her life. She didn't care about what people thought about her. She decided to press through the crowd to get to Jesus no matter what. We know she was sick, and most likely she had a blood disorder, so she probably was losing blood. So she probably was really, really weak. And we don't know if she was claustrophobic or had anxiety, and she had to press through this crowd. And I'm pretty sure she was embarrassed because she had a disorder. But regardless of all these things that she could have been going through that was not mentioned, like she's human, like there's so many things this lady could have went through, but she still activated her faith and went to Jesus, and she was healed immediately. All she needed was a touch from the Lord to be healed. And that speaks volumes from us on today. Many of us just need a touch from the Lord. God can do anything suddenly. And God is looking to do great things in our life. God is looking to give us breakthroughs after breakthroughs, healing, miracles, all this good stuff. But the Lord is looking for us to activate our faith, because we must do the work. We must activate our faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. So I pray that this message will encourage us to activate our faith on today. I know some things don't look like what you pray for, how you thought it was going to turn out. And we always have to just go back to the word, our thoughts are not his thoughts. Some things that we may have in our mind that we wanted to happen a certain way, God may have a different plan on how certain scenarios are supposed to plan out. And we have to trust the Lord and trust his plan, and just have faith that everything is going to work out for our good. We know Romans 8:28, all things, that means good and bad, all things work together for our good. So I pray that someone is encouraged on today, that, you know, I'm not just telling you, oh, just, you know, tomorrow you're going to activate faith. No, try to just, you know, day by day, wake up that I'm just going to activate my faith on today. I'm going to start remembering of all the things that God did for you. That can help you activate your faith. God healed you when you were sick some years ago. God took care of your situation that you were praying for years. God healed your children. God healed that family member. God opened a door that seemed shut. God did it. God can. God will. We have to just keep reminding ourselves, and that's how we activate our faith. And just always go back to the story. She had so many things against her, like some things we would never have to experience. And she pushed to get to Jesus. So I just pray that this bless someone. Be encouraged, and we're going to pray. Let us pray. Father God, we are just so grateful to know you. We are grateful for another day to give you all the honor and all the praise. We are so honored to bask in your presence. You are a good father. You are a way maker. You are a provider. There is no one like you. Oh God, I lift up every single listener that is tuning in on today. Uplift their hearts. Uplift their minds on today. Lord, I ask that you will get rid of the burdens that are on your people on today. Someone is listening. They don't know which way to go. They're getting discouraged because of what they're seeing, oh God. We ask that you will activate their faith on today, oh God. Lord, help us to change our mindsets. Oh God, help us to focus on you, oh God. Lord, let us lay our burdens like the woman with the issue of blood. Lay it at your feet, oh God. Let us stay at your feet and worship you, God. Let us give our worries to you, oh God, because you are a healer. You are a provider. You are a way maker. You are looking to bless us in this season, oh God. So Lord, help us to replace doubt and fear with your faith, oh God. Help us to remain hopeful, oh God. We are holding on to every promise, every miracle, every blessing that you have for us, oh God. Lord, I ask that we will have another touch from you, oh God. Touch us again, oh God. Anoint us in this season, oh God, so that we can activate our faith, oh God. Help us to see how you see things, oh God. Let us hear the word of God, oh God. Let us not just be hearers of the word, but let's be doers of the word. And let's activate our faith, because it's without faith, it's impossible to please you, oh God. So Lord, every person that is listening, oh God, ask that you will put a pep in their step, that they're not going to worry anymore. They're just going to lay everything at your feet, Lord. Give us the posture of prayer in this season, that we are just going to stay in prayer and just be obedient to when God is saying, get up and pray. Be obedient when God is saying to read our word. Be obedient when God says to forgive that person. I don't know why I'm going this way. Forgive that person, oh God. Lord, help us to just be in desperation for your presence, be in desperation for your glory, just be in desperation to be in communion with you, oh God. So Lord, we are just so honored and grateful to know you. We are in expectation of what you're about to do in this season. We are expectation of your promises being fulfilled, oh God. So we just want to give you all the glory and all the praise on today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So I pray that this word bless someone. I pray that someone is uplifted on today. Be encouraged. Continue to activate your faith. Go back to that, the story, and just think about all the things that God is doing, that God has done in your life and what he's about to do. Remember, guys, if you're single, join Singles Who Pray Facebook group. I believe we're the only Singles Who Pray group on Facebook. Join us if you're single. Join the Singles Challenge this week, Thrive Challenge. We're starting on Monday, April 4th. Go to DaniellePowell.com to sign up to my mailing list. I would love to have you. Looking forward to it. Have a blessed weekend. God bless.